From Tidbits on September 15th, 2008, this is the audio version of Apple Reveals New iPod Nano and Updated iPod Touch, written by Tidbits staff. As leaves prepare to take color and drop from trees in the Northern Hemisphere, so too does Apple release its flight of new iPods. This year's revisions settle on one capacity for iPod Classic storage, reformulate the iPod Nano, and bring new hardware features to the iPod Touch. Pricing remains high, in our opinion, showing Apple's confidence in remaining its large product pricing margins. Slimming the Classic line. Formerly available in 80GB and 160GB varieties, the latter of which was packaged in a thicker case, the iPod Classic now sports a 120GB drive and gleams in either silver or black. It's $249. The new iPod Classic supports Genius Playlists, but is otherwise unchanged from the earlier version. This may indicate that the iPod Classic, and perhaps the hard drive-based iPod in general, is on the way out. 1.8-inch hard drives may be small, but they're less durable and bulkier than flash RAM. And as RAM capacities increase and prices drop, Apple may be looking to move the entire iPod line to RAM-based storage. Problem there lies in capacity differences. Nope, RAM-based iPod offers more than 32GB of storage, whereas the iPod Classic goes up to 120GB. No reason was given for the dropping of the 160GB iPod Classic. Perhaps it simply wasn't selling well enough. The iPod Shuffle, by the way, unmentioned at the product launch, remains available in two capacities, 1GB for $49 and 2GB for $69. You can choose among silver, blue, green, pink, and awareness-raising product red. A snazzier Nano. The iPod Nano, as widely rumored, has returned to a long, skinny form factor to make room for a 2-inch 320x240 pixel screen with LED backlighting. The new glass and aluminum case is curvier and thinner than the older designs. Surprisingly, the iPod Nano now includes an accelerometer, much like the iPhone and iPod Touch, enabling it to switch from portrait to landscape and back as you change the iPod Nano's orientation. You can also shake the iPod Nano to shuffle the song selection, a clever feature that drew cheers during Steve Jobs' presentation. Like the other new iPods, the Nano can create Genius Playlists. Battery life is improved, with Apple claiming 24 hours of music playback and 4 hours of video playback. The new iPod Nano supports voice recording via a new set of headphones with a built-in microphone, as well as buttons for play, pause, track, skip, and volume control, which is scheduled to ship in October 2008 for $29. Also coming in October are an armband for the Nano, $29, and redesigned in-ear headphones with dual drivers, a woofer and a tweeter, for $79. Apple offers the revised iPod Nano in two capacities, 8GB for $149 or 16GB for $199, and in your choice of 9 colors, an entire spectrum including silver, black, purple, blue, green, yellow, orange, product red, and pink. The 8GB models are available immediately, with the 16GB models expected to ship later this week. Overall, the new iPod Nano seems like a winner. Most people seem happy about the return to the longer, thinner form factor, and the addition of the accelerometer is truly neat. We expect it to sell like the proverbial hotcakes this holiday season. Touch of class. The iPod Touch received a significant overhaul as well. Now featuring a stainless steel back, the updated iPod Touch is thinner than before, with curves that resemble those of the iPhone 3G. The iPod Touch now has a built-in speaker, which Jobs emphasizes is not intended to replace the headphones from music listening, external volume controls, and connects wirelessly to a $19 Nike Plus iPod sensor without needing the separate adapter that was formerly required. That's a big win for people who use the iPod while running or walking for fitness. The Nike Plus iPod adapter messed with the clean lines of the iPod, especially when it came to shoehorning it into armbands or other cases. The iPod Touch is available in 8GB, 16GB, and 32GB capacities, priced at $229, $299, and $399 respectively. Those are significant price drops, $70 for the 8GB model and $100 for the 16 and 32GB models. All three models are now shipping. In comparing the new iPod Touch with the iPhone 3G, the big differences, apart from cellular capabilities, of course, are the iPod Touch's lack of a GPS chip and a camera, both of which would be awfully nice to have in an iPod Touch. Apple is clearly trying to differentiate the iPhone and iPod Touch on more than just the capability to make calls, but the now subsidized iPhone prices confuse that comparison. An 8GB iPhone 3G costs $199, $30 less than an 8GB iPod Touch. The 16GB iPhone 3G and an iPod Touch are priced identically at $299, and there is no 32GB iPhone 3G to compare. And of course, you don't have to factor a $75 per month or more cellular service contract into the iPod Touch price. Another shade of green. Jobs made a point of saying that in addition to new features, the new iPod Nano and iPod Touch have become more environmentally friendly by ditching PVC, mercury, and BFR, using arsenic-free lead glass, arsenic-free glass, and being made with easily recyclable materials. That's good, of course, but we would be remiss if we didn't note that the most environmentally friendly thing you can do with an old iPod is make sure that it stays in use as long as possible, even if, harsh, this means holding off on buying one of these hot new models until your old one bites the dust. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and somehow we've ended up with 4 iPods over the years, all of which still work and are still completely in use, so it's a little hard to justify buying a new one, cool as these new Nano and iPod Touch models actually seem.